Hey, Anne. How are you?
All right, tired today. Holy
Yeah.
cow. Don't know what it is. Like, can't seem to quite pull it off. I'm like, screw it. I don't have, like, my client this morning was like, hey, so I have to take my spouse to the airport at 4 a.m. and then pick up my daughter at 7 a.m. And I'm like, yeah, you can reschedule. Like, yay, bathrobe day.
Yes, sounds good. I love that feeling. Well, I like when those things give you a little extra space. So
Yeah.
it's good. Hey, Lissa. Hey, Inval.
Hi, I used the Zoom link that I had in my files that I had like already in my calendar, but it didn't let me in. So then I went back to Talia's email from yesterday. So I don't know what that is, but this is kind of funny because this is like my crew right here.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. We are kind of like this weird little like unholy trinity of co-working.
Like it. But I wonder if other people are like not able to get in.
Might be, I don't know. I used the email because I had that open and I didn't have my calendar open and I just assumed it was the same, but maybe it's not. And now I'm curious and I have to check because it's going to bug my brain.
It may, I'm going to check if there's anything anyone asking in coaching mastery. Is that what you're doing?
I will do that as well. And I can put the actual link in. And there's no, like, you guys are automatically admitted anyway, so I don't have to.
It looks the same to
I
me.
use the link in the email. Okay.
I don't anyway, we're here now.
We are, we are. We'll give it another minute or so to see if anyone else is coming.
Lissa, are you in a bathrobe? I'm hoping, just because that would be funny.
I even have a bra on.
I have a bra on the floor next to my desk.
I like to start my day pulled together.
All the structures are falling apart this week. I give up.
I love that you joined just at that moment where bras are being revealed. Nice to see you. It's been a long time.
Good to see everyone. I haven't been doing these, but I have like a lot of work to do. I'm like, oh no, this is, I don't know if I'm gonna be blueprinting, but I'm gonna wanna do some co-working. So
Yeah, good. We'll do whatever you need for sure. So this time
awesome.
is yours. Hey, Alana.
Hey, Alana.
Hi, sorry, I'm eating my lunch. I didn't want anyone to see that.
No problem. No requirement of being on video at all. And did Tara or Alana, did you have any trouble getting in? I wasn't
No,
sure.
no.
Okay. And Ball said one of the links she tried first didn't work, so I wanted to make sure other people were fine.
All good.
And then we'll get started. Just gonna pop it in the Facebook group just to make sure, and then we'll go. One second. Okay. So I'm happy to be with you guys. Spring, right? Spring energy, which is feeling really good, you know, especially where I am in Ohio. It's like warm and sunny and so nice to have this shift, but also can come with a ton of pressure of like action. We got a, you know, fresh beginning, new start. And you know, I've seen, you know, I know Inval and I have talked about this and I've seen other people share about this, that like, you know, one of the things I wanted to just start with today is like, this is just like every other month. We're just blueprinting the next month. So it doesn't have to be bigger or more action, unless that's where you are feeling energetically. But like, I think the thing that we've seen over time is that doing this consistently makes it a habit and a practice. So this has no more weight or more pressure than, you know, January did. Well, January also has pressure, November, like, but just like, here's another month where we get to be together and work on this stuff. So, you know, we usually start with the first 30 minutes of blueprinting. So Tara, if you're already good to go and like want to start working, that's fine. We are going to go through a little process of like building a blueprint. So the first question always is like, pick 1 to 3 goals that you want to work on for April. And, you know, manageable goals that feel reasonable. Okay, awesome, Tara. You know, make it work for you. And, you know, just sort of what you really want to get done this next month, this next phase. And you want them to be doable, but a bit of a stretch. So take a few minutes to do that. You know, the examples that we've shared are like, you know, 10 more clients or 10 more prospects or create more space for yourself or, you know, put together a preview presentation. But whatever those are, write them down. And you can share them in the chat, what your goals are going to be for this month. Good. And the next step is just writing down why you've chosen these goals. How will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? Hey, Bryn, welcome. The next question is, how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? So it's, what are the goals 1 to 3 for April? Why you've chosen these goals? How they'll help you move forward with your larger business goals? And how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? If you're ready to move on, for each goal, you want to break them down into 30 to 60 minute action steps. So if your larger goal is to increase your social media engagement, it might be setting aside time to write posts, you know, dedicating a schedule of how and when you're going to do them. If it's about getting ready, getting better at enrollment conversations, like scheduling the time when you're going to listen to the 5-hour recording. So there's, you know, five chunks right there. If you're writing copy, it's like writing the copy and then scheduling the time in for the revisions. And as you're, you know, either after you've broken this into the action steps or as you're doing it, the next important piece is actually giving them a specific date over the next month that you're going to do this step. So if you know you're going to write your first draft of your newsletter, schedule that in, schedule the edit time, schedule the time that you're going to send it. If there's a follow-up email that has to come afterward. But all those pieces can make it onto your calendar. And if anyone has questions, let me know. But you can ask your question now, Inbal.
Yeah, so maybe my issue with my goal is that it's not specific enough. But basically, I mean, outreach is one very clear goal. And like, I'm cool on that. But then the other thing was like visibility. So that's way too general. Mm-hmm. You know, before it was like clear and consistent communication. That was the big goal that was around newsletters. But this is, yeah, like being at least a little bit more visible, but it can happen in different ways. So I don't know what the goal would be or if I need the goal to be like Anne's example, do more videos mm-hmm. or be consistent on social media.
Or develop a habit around it, you know, like, is there a practice that wants to happen that helps with the consistency?
Yeah. Okay.
Is it attached to, I mean, I know there's like the general big picture of like, be more visible so that slowly it like helps people see what you're doing, but is it also attached to bringing more prospects in?
Yeah, for sure. Except that it's like, I'm still at like the lower hanging fruit, mm-hmm. but I guess the visibility, you know, could also fall under outreach.
Mm-hmm. It can, but like to me, it feels like the goal is about the habit of it too. It's like, or committing to, I'm going to post 5 Facebook videos in March.
Right.
And it's more like quantifiable. Does that make sense?
Totally. Cool. Thank
you. Does anyone else have anything they want to share on that that might be helpful for Inval?
Yeah. Specifically, I'm letting some of my stuff today be a little more general because I know that I'm doing my second quarter planning day on Saturday. Mm. So this is kind of broad strokes of what I think April will look like. And I know it might change. So it's more like getting me to sort of set up thinking about what that is for what I already have in place. So it's, that's why mine's a little less specific because I'm finishing up Q1 and starting to go into Q2.
I have a thought, which is like specific for you. Is it okay if I share it?
Yeah, of course.
So I feel like, because I struggle with visibility too, and I sometimes then end up waiting until I have an offering, and then it always feels like I'm in that cycle of like, I have an offering now. But I'm curious for you, because you're so brilliant and you have so much to offer, if you could explore like what would fun posts be for you that are not connected to a specific event? Like things that you're thinking about that obviously are like related to your business expertise. It's not like they're unrelated, but it's like, if you could start playing with like not making posts that are like leading up to the thing right away. It's like, cause I think that's where it starts to feel like tricky and icky. And I'm like, what if it was just like, you know, all the wisdom that you share in here, like what if you started making like posts about that and you made it fun for yourself and you didn't make it like, I mean, this is me and this may not be the blueprinting model, but like you didn't give it a qualitative number. It's like, I don't have to have 5 every week, but it's like, I'm going to spend 1 day a week writing these posts. And like, I'm not committing to sending them. I'm not committing to how many of them there are. I'm just going to commit to like 4 hours on Tuesday or whatever it is. And then like, see what comes so that it's a more creative process for you. And then you can decide, oh, I want to, and then you have, may have like 3 of them that you can send out over. I think trying to write them and send them the same day is also a place where I get like really, it becomes very stressful. So I don't know if that's helpful, but that's it.
That's super helpful. I appreciate it because I get anxious. Like I'm just posting because I have something, but also like just writing them without having to post on the same day. That's clutch. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So helpful, Alana. Thank you. And right. Bringing in that place of fun. I think, and Molly, you're also like really good at sharing your, you know, anti-racism and social justice stuff too. And you're very visible with that. And it's like, right, adding this other like personal fun stuff too, that's not attached to an offering. I think that's so, so smart, Alana.
Listen, and Mal, you have your blueprint.
I really like everything that Alana said about like just almost like being friends, just chitty chatty kind of, instead of just always, you know, punching on the marketing aspect. I really like that. And I also know, Inbal, that you guys just did something with the word visibility, and I'm wondering what the definition is of like visibility. It must mean something to you specifically right now because of what you just did, you know, last week. You know, I'm just wondering what that visibility means to you. Like, I want to know.
Oh, I think I'm going to reflect on that because I don't want to take up like so much space.
Well, but I think reflections on visibility, like that's part of what we all need to do, you know. Oh my God, it's spring. Here come the lawnmowers.
Yeah, and Inval, if you don't have an answer right now, that's fine. But if you want to share at some point, if there is like what it means to you, I think it would be helpful for us all to hear, for sure. We do have another question or two before we move into our work chunk, which is what might stand in our way of doing these action steps, inner and or outer obstacles? We know the obstacles will be there. So it's helpful to identify them so they don't totally stop us in our tracks and prevent us from moving forward. Yeah, like life, like very specific life things that take up our time and energy and committing to something big, like you just did with the consultancy in Ball, it's gonna mean, you know, or what does that mean? My sense is like being strategic with your time, which I think you already are, but maybe having to be more, you know, specific. So once you've identified what might stand in your way, the last question is, what can you do about that? What are the tools that you have? And I so relate to that, you know, how like setting aside time to plan is something that often gets avoided. I mean, I think it's why these monthly sessions can be so helpful but you know, we don't do it because there's no time, but actually taking the time to plan allows for more time otherwise, because it's, you know, you're maybe using your time differently and energy differently. I can't imagine you're alone in feeling that. Did everyone write what their goals are for the next month? I love it. Daily planner as friend, Lissa. As opposed to chore that we want to avoid. Yeah. How can there be spaciousness around the plan so that it doesn't, so you're not so locked into it, then, you know, any deviation feels bad. All right, thanks, Alana. Lissa, is that attached to your goal? Okay, got it. So we've got a couple minutes before, perfect, okay. Before we do the work chunk, and you know, if there's anything else that anyone wants to share, you know, in the chat or voice to voice or questions before we move on, let me know. All right, thanks, Tara. I'm loving seeing these goals. What I love seeing with the goals is just like all the good work that's being done in this community and in the world. So I'm always like, oh, excited.
Can I ask a question, Caitlin?
Yeah.
So I'm planning to reopen my Creative Fire Circle, which has been closed and just with an intimate group. But I've changed my idea about how I'm going to do it, where I'm going to have it be mixed, people who've been in it before and people who, and open it up, which before I was like, it has to be separate, but I've like decided I'm going to shift that belief. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I kind of came to clarity that if there isn't enough interest from the current group, like not that many people want to continue, I may hold off my launch till the fall because I don't have the energy to do a big launch right now. Like I have enough energy to do like a gentle on-ramp launch, like where I get like 4 or 5 more people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't have the energy because we're probably buying a house and I'm going to be contract. It's like a whole crazy time. So I guess my question is, I have that as one of my goals, but I'm kind of like, I just announced to the people yesterday that it was a possibility. Mm-hmm. So I have things I can do, but it's kind of like I'm both have goals, but I'm also kind of in a waiting state. Does that make sense?
Yes, because you might shift that the goal might not be to relaunch right. The fire. So
how do I deal with that in Blueprint? That's my question, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I can take the step of writing the email to the women in the current group. I already announced it to them on Sunday, yeah. And I told them I'd follow up with dates. But then my other, I guess, goals, I mean, my other steps sort of depend on that step. Or do I just like proceed ahead as if that's a yes? And then like, if it's a no, then I just shift once I get that no, if that makes sense.
I feel like proceed ahead as if it's a goal, but also have in there a date by which you make the decision.
Okay.
Like here's where we assess if we're moving forward.
Yeah, like April 1st, basically. If my plan was to like invite people in for May, then I think I need to know by like April 1st.
Yeah. So, which makes me wonder if then, you know, and I don't want to like pile more goals onto you, but like, what's the alternative goal if you're not reopening the Creative Fire Circle? So you're not just like, okay, that didn't work. Now what?
Yeah. I mean, the mother artist along the whole other thing, it will take a lot of time. And then also yeah. It probably is like my house that like, I'll have to be working, you know, there's plenty to yeah. do, like if I don't do this or working on my own creative work, like giving that some attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the idea of just like having that in there as like, okay, here's my other thing I'm going to be working on. And Belle, did you have a thought?
Yeah, just because you asked about this in CMC, I don't know when you're going to get the email out, but maybe at least wait until April, like April 5th, just because it's a Monday and there's Easter and, you know, maybe it's just because it's the people for the group, but also to be mindful that your energy is clear, that if you get enough people, you are going to go ahead. And you were talking about maybe doing a chill preview, just so that your energy is not like, should I do this? Should I not?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, I'm going to send out the email today to the group. So, and I'm just going to say, you know, they know that they need to give me, like, I didn't tell them it's a possibility I'm not doing it to them. I'm just like, are you interested in rejoining? That's the energy for them. And then like, depending on what they say, if there's not enough, I'll make that decision.
Would you also want to ask them like, and if you know anyone that you'd love in the circle? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great reminder. Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect.
And it would also be a good way to like remind them someone who's this or that in their own, because then that could bring in like 1.5 times who is continuing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you may just need to do individual outreach or additional referrals without even a preview.
That's great. Yeah, I think I'll break it down and first just like invite them and then what, and then also I'll make a second, you know, like, do you have any people that you'd recommend? Like, I kind of want to do it like step by step as opposed to all in one email so that I feel that helps me, I think. But yeah, that's great to remind them about referrals. Thank you so much.
And it also gives you the like continued conversation because not everyone's going to say yes at the first one. So it's like the reminder and is there anyone else you can think of? Yeah. Thanks, guys. I keep muting myself and then talking. All right, we have about 45 minutes to do a work chunk. So I want you to choose the action step that you want to do during this next bit of time, and you can put it in the chat. So first, just take a moment to decide that. And at the same time, while you're choosing that, think about what's the energy you want to bring into this time that we have together. How do you want to accomplish this task or get this little bit of work done? Love it, Tara. New homepage edits. I don't know if it's new, but it sounds like new stuff. More planning for InBall, getting your time situated. Yeah, listen, I think just starting with saying flow into making a list, like, has that open and easy sentence. I love that. And we'll just, once you guys have all shared or once we're ready, we'll take a moment before we go off into our work space to kind of set the intention together. Yeah. Right. Sometimes it's just starting. It's just like getting into it. Good. Bryn, when you say catching up from the beginning, you mean from the beginning of this call? Okay. And getting a call from your kid, of course, takes priority. I think we're all ready. So I'd love for you all to just take a moment. You know, if it helps you to close your eyes, connect in with your heart, connect in with your breath, and just see that goal for yourself of what you, you know, these next 45 minutes with no pressure, just like a little action that you can take today in this container, the sacred and safe container that we're holding together. And just bringing in that energy you want to feel as you do it. And just know that we're all here for each other to help support us in taking this action. And take a nice big breath in and let it all out with a sigh. And we'll meet back here about 2:15. I'm here the whole time. If you wanna jump on voice to voice or in the chat, let me know. But enjoy. Thank you. All right, everybody. I always want to talk quietly so I don't surprise anyone, but it's 2:15 and wanted to have us do a little check back in, see how your progress went. You know, even if things didn't go as planned and you didn't do everything you set out to do, what do you want to celebrate? I'd love to hear from any of you, all of you, what is there to celebrate?
I can celebrate that I sent the email and I kept it really simple. Like I didn't even put all the dates in there. I just was like, you know, I'm thinking to start it again in May. Let me know how this, you know, sounds for you. And it just was like, I kept it really simple to not overload them with, like, I just was like, oh, I can just, anyway, it was focusing on one goal was very good for me and like unitasking.
Good.
I was able to complete it. So that felt good.
And it sounds like it felt good and simple too. Like it just wasn't overcomplicated. It wasn't like too much. It was just like done and done. Good. Awesome. Yeah. Who else would like to celebrate?
I decided I just could like see myself like starting to go through emails. And I just didn't want to use the time generically. So I went back to the newsletter that I want to send out this week. Yeah, and just worked on that for the time. And it felt good because it was focused.
Awesome.
On, and like, I just one particular thing.
Yeah. And I think it's so, I'm so glad that you acknowledged that like you had a pull toward just like, let me go through my emails, and that you recognize that and then you stopped it and that you had something else specific to do. You know, it just, it's such another like indication or more evidence to show that like having this sort of time to plan means when you have space, there's like, oh, I have an actual action that I could do in this time and get it done. Yeah. Good.
Good.
I'm seeing some celebrations in the chat. I'm just reading it now. So yay, Anne. Right. Some is better than none. Like, you know, the quote that you said a few times ago, practice, and now I forget what it is, but practice is progress. Something like that. It's like perfection. Practice. I don't know, but it's all progress. Yeah. And all right, homepage done, Tara. That's great. And sounds like you have a plan to get it done, get the rest of it done very soon. So that's awesome. Yeah, so Alyssa, being present to yourself in the anxiety, right? Like sometimes you want to just ignore that or shut it down or avoid it, but like recognizing that it is. And is there anything we can help you with in terms of like considering the topics to write about?
Thank you so much for asking. Yeah, a lot of it is just, you know, where does my wisdom come from? My wisdom comes from my list of traumas and dramas and like just having a play in that field while I write something meaningful. That's all. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I don't know if there's any, it's just gotta do it.
So. Yeah. And what are you looking to do? Like, is it a newsletter topic? Is it like?
Yeah, it's, you know, it all begins with writing an article and then it breaks out into all the social media posts and, you know, but it starts with an article and, you know, as a blog post and as an email and, you know, all the things. So it's just starting to get my information out onto a page in that way.
And it sounds like it's sort of an anchor. I'm just holding anchor up here, but like an anchor that helps everything flow from it, like whatever that grounding topic is, then it helps to, you can leverage it in all different areas.
Right, yeah, that, I don't know, content marketing, I guess it used to be called, and just the idea of that continuous outreach. I liked what Inbal said, I wrote it down. Clear and consistent communications. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Anne just had a note, would reframing it help focusing on your growth and victories versus trauma?
Right, that's exactly it, but it's still topics, you know. Mm-hmm. How to deal with narcissistic people, you still need to go into the idea of dealing with narcissistic people, you know. Yeah. So, of course, in a hopeful, very clear, coherent, consistent.
Yeah. And sharing in a way that people feel seen.
Yeah, hopefully showing that it's possible for you too, you know, just like that dark night of the soul kinds of things without getting lost in the morass of it, but yet welcoming them to come forward.
Yeah.
So that's the trick.
Yeah. And I feel like what you said in the beginning in your comment about like the anxiety being there too, I forget what you said it, but being present to the anxiety, it's like being present to the trauma of, you know, what you're dealing with, narcissistic person too, and knowing that some days you are stuck in the morass.
Right.
And that doesn't mean there's not also progress at some point, but like some days, some moments, some time periods, we still are going to be like in it.
Yeah. Being kind to myself on the journey.
Yeah, totally. Helping others see
you too. On the 22nd. Yay twos.
Yay. Yay twos.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Inval, you're welcome, Lissa. Thank you for sharing. Inval, you're sharing your celebration is clear, coherent, and consistent communications. Is that what you're saying? Or you were responding to Lissa with that?
Yeah, I was just teasing her because she forgot part of the alliteration.
Right.
I was just being a dork.
Anyone else want to share a celebration or, you know, what are you taking from our time together today?
Just noticing how much energy I still indulge in wasting thrashing about what I think I want to get done and I'm not doing instead of just doing it.
Yeah.
Like the indulgence of the resistance is such bullshit at this point. I was like, oh yeah, I really just have to like set the timer, sit down, do a thing, because that's the time that I said, instead of letting myself go into all of the mental stuff about why am I resisting this? And like, just, I know it's just a human thing and it's not something that will ever be like handled. I'm amused today observing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of how the outer heals the inner too. You know, and I just had a thing with a client session recently where, you know, she was feeling super raw and emotional at the start of her session, but we knew we had strategy we wanted to go through. And we ended up spending most of the session on the inner, which was frustrating to her ultimately. And what we kind of came to afterward in a subsequent session was like, sometimes it is just like, okay, this sucks right now. I'm stuck in all this like difficult, heavy inner work. We're not going to solve it right now. We can sort of have it sitting next to us, cuddle it up to us, you know, say, I see you and I'm going to get this task done. Cause right. We can't solve that thing in a 40-minute session. And yeah, sometimes we just need to acknowledge it's there and then like move on.
Yeah, I just have this vivid memory of when Grace was a toddler and she had a stomach bug and I had something, it was before I had closed because things hadn't happened with my dad yet. And I was trying to get some client documents out and I had to get them out. And so she was just next to me on the couch wrapped in a blanket with a towel and a bucket, like sleeping on my leg. And I'm like typing on the computer over here because it just had to get done.
Yeah.
And there was so I could relate to my resistance like a pukey toddler.
Totally. Sometimes that's a good blog post. Resistance as a pukey toddler.
I was alternating topics with very helpful statements from myself. Just topics, a nice thing to say. Topics, a nice, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Those good affirmations.
That little toddler, it's okay.
Yep. Good, yeah.
I'm taking a way to, get clear for myself about like what visibility means and looks like for me, so it doesn't become like all of the things. And then, in Alana's suggestion, just to like set up a few things so it doesn't become like every time I think of something, it's like a whole thing to write and then post, like realizing that it can be hard if I'm trying to do it all at once.
Right, but one thing at a time. Absolutely. Yeah, that's huge. I'm glad that you are seeing that. And I'm so glad you shared that, Alana, too, as your celebration. Bryn, what did you want to say?
Well, I was off track. You know, I was present, and then my son calls, and that's a rarity. So I have to take that call, right? And I even said, honey, I told you before 1. I mean, can you call me at 2:30? He's like, yeah, mom, but then you won't be able to hear me. You won't hear me because I'll be walking. And I'm like, all right. So I was like, and I was so thrown because I wanted to be present. But anyways, okay, right, move on, Bryn. So so I was catching up, and what I thought I would do this time around is like, what's not working from my March, which is a huge thing to say, you know, my March blueprint, which is a huge thing to say that I actually was working off the blueprint. I mean, for me, I don't know about everybody else, but that was a big thing. I'm like, okay, so it is kind of a celebration that I was actually working the March blueprint. And then the realization that we have still another week in March. So I was like, yeah, so I might get through some of these, you know, the ones I answered. But anyways, so I did the structure thing. I printed out more of the blueprint. So that was an accomplishment. And I watered the houseplants. Sorry, it wasn't part of the room, but I mean, I didn't get to it. And as I was walking past to get to the printer, I'm like, damn, plant. So I had to go do it because I'd been ignoring it. And it was telling me that I'd been ignoring it. So anyways, there was a little bit of accomplishments there.
Yeah, it's a thing off of your list. It's a thing out of your head, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like those things that, like, you know, I have a supplement that I take every day that I'm running out of. And so every day I think about it and I'm like, you know what, when I finally like reorder this, it'll be so nice to just like have this energetically off of my mind.
Exactly, of, like, yeah.
Walking by it every day, yeah. Good. And yeah, we did do an early one this time. I can't remember why. I think because we're sort of on track to do every third Monday. So right, there is an extra Monday in this month that works for me.
Yeah, because then I'm like, I haven't run out of time. Like I have a bonus week left, even though, I mean, realistically, I already knew that. But I mean, like, but I'm like, still my head's like, yay, still a celebration.
Mm-hmm. So Caitlin, is this is the last one that is scheduled?
Oh, I think we're still going. Through July is what Joanne and I talked about. I'm so sorry we didn't spread that word to you guys. But yeah, we'll keep going through July. And you know, I'm happy to keep doing it if you guys are. So yeah.
And great, you said the third Monday
I'll post something in the group. I'll just confirm with Joanna the dates later today. I had forgotten that it wasn't like, you know, scheduled on the calendar, but I'll send that out to you guys.
Right.
But I think it's usually the third Monday. All right. Thanks you guys. So good to see you all. Enjoy your week and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Caitlin.